What is up, guys? Welcome to Before You Bet for Monday, April the 15th. Andrew Paley subbing in for Joe, who is still returning from his awesome job over at UFC 300. Joe should be back Wednesday, but we've still got a great show for you here today. NBA playoff preview, and I've got some MLB picks for you as well. And guys, as always, please smash that like and subscribe button. But first, let's get right into it. We're talking NBA playoffs. The field is set. Play-in games starting Tuesday. So, of course, we've got to have our guy, John Mettler. John, how's it going?
Good. I was so happy my Magic avoided the play-in tournament. It was not looking good there. They just needed one win in like those like final four games, and they brought it down to the last day against the Bucks, which was not the opponent I'd want to see either, but they got done, so I was happy.
And we were talking about it off air there, just like what a stressful day of watching basketball and handicapping basketball yesterday. It's something maybe the NBA should look at moving forward, because some teams were trying and some clearly not trying, like the Cavs, and other teams like the Knicks, we were saying, poor Dante DiVincenzo playing 51 minutes yesterday. What a crazy way to enter the postseason.
Yeah, the sad part was your Raptors. So the Magic if the Magic didn't have to win a game, if the Heat lost one more game, but the Heat were playing the Raptors the final two games of the year, I'm like, we're gonna get no help. Like, you gotta win a game here. Like, they're not putting out a roster. And like, there was so many, I think there was like six or seven double digit spreads yesterday. Like, some teams were just complete, like the Mavericks, these final two games, once they clinched the five seed, it was like lose by 40. Who cares?
I'm going to do my best to not think very much about this Raptors season moving forward. Hopefully we can just build behind the Scotty and IQ and RJ, and some positive things can happen next season. Okay, so let's look at the board now. We've got the field set, like we said. NBA title odds, Boston Celtics obviously the big favorite, plus 160 in that range. Denver Nuggets are the other favorite to come out of the West, plus 280. Then there's a big drop-off when you look at the odds. It's the Celtics and the Nuggets, and then everybody else. So are we destined for that to be the NBA Finals matchup this season? And if not, who can take these two teams down and why?
Yeah, the Celtics' path potentially could be pretty easy here for the Eastern Conference, just because the Knicks landed in the 2 spot, the Bucks are in the 3 spot, and if the 76ers win the play-in tournament, they'll be the 7, and they don't reseed in the NBA anymore. It's just like a straight bracket, so you could have Knicks, Bucks, and 76ers all on one side of the bracket and the Celtics on the other, trying to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, if the Heat beat the 76ers and the 76ers move to the 8 spot potentially and play the Celtics, that changes everything for the Celtics in that first round matchup. You're talking about two of the favorite teams there. I think the 76ers will win against the Heat. So I think the Celtics path, since we now know the bracket, I think the Celtics kind of drew like the best, easiest path. For the Nuggets, I mean, that kind of flipped on them. They were supposed to have the one seed, but they lost the San Antonio Spurs on Friday, which was pretty dramatic with the Devontae Graham last second shot. That bumps them down to the 2 seed. So now they're the 2 that you lost home court. I think the Nuggets are probably more vulnerable to the team not making it to the NBA Finals. I think the Celtics have a much clearer path, assuming the 76ers win. The Nuggets, you know, they're going to draw either the Pelicans or Lakers. That's still like a very tough, the West in general is just super tough. So, and then even, you know, if they move on from that series, you're looking at Wolves, Suns, and then you have to potentially go against the Thunder the next round, and they have home court. So I think the Nuggets path is a lot more difficult than the Celtics per se, just with how everything kind of finished the regular season.
Yeah, you mentioned that play-in matchup between the Lakers and the Pelicans there. Lakers 1-point road favorites in that matchup. Following that game, they've got the Warriors going up against the Kings. I was talking to you too, like I jumped on the MLB beat here a couple weeks ago, and now I see the Pelicans and the Kings in the play-in game and not just securely in that playoff spot, but that's a tough spot for them. And in the East, it's the Heat taking on the Sixers. Sixers 4.5-point home favorites, and the Bulls hosting the Hawks in the, I don't know if the toilet bowl of a play-in game there. So obviously last year we saw the Heat go from a play-in game to the NBA Finals. Is that a possibility in this year's field? Is there a Heat? Is it the Heat again? Is that a possibility?
I think once again, you not the Heat, but you, I mean, it could be the Heat. Who knows if Jimmy Butler goes nuclear again. But I think the team you're probably looking at is the Philadelphia 76ers. And just because, you know, they were before the Embiid injury, they were the team people thought could even challenge the Celtics to win the East. They were like the second favorites on the board. They've just fallen out because Embiid was out. They've also made two big additions to like that roster at the beginning of the year that everyone liked. You know, they've added Kyle Lowry, they've added Buddy Hield. So there's even more there than what there was at the beginning of the year. I think the 76ers, it's just if the 76ers win tomorrow night and they go against the two seeded Knicks, they ultimately like they can kind of just, you know, like in the March Madness, it's like you beat your team and then you kind of take their path. They can take the path of the two seed from that spot, which was, you know, they won't have home court against the Celtics, but I think this you could easily find them in the Eastern Conference Finals if they can, you know, get out. They're priced, I think they're the third favorite on the board right now to win the East, and they're in the play-in game. So that kind of tells you a lot right there, too, like where they stand. So it's kind of like a play-in upset, but at the same time, probably not. I think there's an expectation that they are one of the best teams in the East. So,
yeah, this in the East for NBA, at least for NBA titles odds, it's the Celtics at plus 160, the Bucks at 1400, and then the next best team is the Sixers at plus 1900. So that, like you said, that tells you what you need to know about the expectations for the 76ers now that Joel Embiid is back. Okay, so touched on the plans a bit. We've got four series set already. Any series prices that you've noticed that you like and you maybe have fired on it to this point?
Yeah, I can talk about all four. So I bet the Mavericks yesterday. I got plus 115. The big reason why I bet them was because I was getting plus 115. I thought the Mavericks, even though they're not, they won't have home court against the Clippers, I felt like they should be the favorite, maybe like minus 115, maybe minus 120, like in that range type thing. So, and they're trading them at plus 115. So I jumped on the Mavericks. That has kind of flipped in to that direction. If you can find a plus, you know, plus 110, plus 105, plus 115, I would go jump on it. But the market has moved that towards the Mavericks, like a minus 115 you're kind of seeing now. I mean, Luka Doncic, Kyrie, that team, that the question with that team the whole year, they have guys who can score, no question. It's always been the defense. And like these down the stretch here, they have the highest, the best defensive rating over the last 10 games. Don't count their last two games, they just punted on. But the games before that, they had the best defensive rating in the entire NBA. So like this team can play defense when they want to play defense. And the addition of PJ Washington and Gafford, this seems scary. And then the Clippers are kind of not reeling, but they haven't been as strong. And Kawhi Leonard, like, you know, he hasn't played. It kind of sounds like he will play, but Kawhi Leonard is kind of like an iffy guy when it comes to injuries. Like maybe he does sit out game one, game two, or maybe he comes back and plays two and then his knee's not right. He misses three and four. I don't know. If Kawhi Leonard's healthy, I still like the Mavericks. So that's also why I jumped on it. The other series, you know, the Suns open as a minus 115 favorite over the Wolves. They're the six seed versus the three. If there's a series I could just have nothing to do with from betting series price, I think that's the one. When you see those prices, the Suns, to me, I've said this all year, the Suns, I feel like they can win the NBA finals. I feel like they could lose in the first round. They just, their ceiling is crazy, but they're also all over the place. And then, you know, the Wolves are a good team. I don't know, that's just one I think I would probably stay away from a series price. And in the East, The Pacers, interesting, because they open plus 265.
What do you think about that Pacers price?
Yeah, they open plus 265. They're down. I think when I came on here, I was looking at like plus 150. So there's also questions about, I think they tagged Giannis Antetokounmpo as doubtful for game one. So that's also kind of a problem here. And that's why it's coming down. The Pacers are also, they beat them in the play-in tournament in Vegas to go to the championship. So the Pacers have had their number two. And Giannis has been, you know, if you go back and watch Pacers games from earlier in the year, Giannis has been the guy they can't stop. So if Giannis isn't playing, that's kind of an issue, and you can see why that number is moving towards the Pacers pretty strongly. So,
yeah, 4-1 against them this year, straight up as underdogs in all five games, which is pretty impressive stuff. So, and then we've got, of course, you got to touch on your Magic there, John.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. I think the Cavs are like minus 190 right now. I think that's a pretty fair price. Honestly, I'd probably take the Cavs at that price, and I didn't want to say it, but I'm personally not taking the Cavs because I'm going to be rooting for the Magic. I think the Cavs are probably like a minus 200, minus 210 favorite over the Magic. So I don't necessarily, there's like a gap you can attack there, but what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't take the Magic at that price. I'd probably more look at the Cavs, but I'm personally just not betting it. So sad. I'm a fan, but I'm also, I know how betting works. So
yeah,
I can't just bet the Magic just because
I'm sound advice there from the Magic.
What?
Sound advice from the Magic fan there. Yeah, we had talked about before that The Magic needed the right draw. I'm not sure this is the right draw for them in the East.
No.
Out there. Okay, so let's get you out of here on this then, John. Looking at the futures markets for the NBA playoffs right now, whether it's NBA title or Eastern Conference or Western Conference sort of thing, what would you say is your favorite bet on the board right now?
I would I'd probably go with the Mavericks to win the NBA Finals. And I don't actually have this bet. They were like, I'm kind of mad at myself, to be honest. So they were like plus 2,600 the night the Spurs beat the Nuggets. And there's a chance the Nuggets would, because then, you know, if the Nuggets fall to the one, the Mavericks wouldn't have to see them to the Western Conference Finals. I was looking at that price. I was like, oh, I really like that price plus 2,600, but I'm going to wait to see kind of how this plays out. And if the Nuggets actually do fall out of the one seed completely, and they did. And then the Mavericks came back as like plus 1,800, plus 1,600. So I was like, ah, I think I kind of missed what I was going after. I think they are very dangerous as a team. Just, and the way they're currently playing, they're very dangerous. Like, you know, certain teams, you just don't have guys, like they have two guys who can create offense for themselves in like any scenario. Like, it doesn't matter who they're facing, they can score. I think that's scary. And then you also have, you know, like Luka Doncic has proven he's a prime time performer to me. And now you also have this element of like defense working in there too. And they've kind of drawn an easier, not easier path. There's nothing easy about the West, but at least the Nuggets being on the other side of the bracket, that helps them too. I think they're the team. I think they could beat the Celtics too. That's also why. Not like, I'm not saying they should be favored. But I think they could put a lot of pressure on the Celtics, and Kyrie Irving going against the Celtics would also be pretty.
That's a great storyline.
So I think there would be something there. I think the Mavericks are a team that could, if they got there, at least you wouldn't be like, ah, oh, it's over, they're playing the Celtics. I think you would have something with them going against the Celtics as well. So that's kind of why I like the Mavericks too.
Mavericks to win the NBA title right there. Well, thank you so much, John. I know you'll be back on the show all playoffs long to provide us with NBA player prop bets and maybe a few more futures and series price bets as we move along here. Thank you once again very much. Good luck with all your bets, and just enjoy the playoffs there. Go Magic. Yeah,
I'm super pumped. Good luck with your MLB bets today too.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. There we have it. John Mettler, the man himself, with all of our NBA bets. But yes, let's transition to the MLB. I've got three MLB player props that I'm loving for today. I'm also the resident Blue Jays guy at Covers, so I'm going to start us off with a Blue Jays bet, and that's going to be Bo Bichette, over 0.5 RBIs, which you can find plus 190, and Bo's swing looks back. He got off to a bit of a rough start this season, but he just had a seven-game hitting streak come to an end, and over the last eight games, he is hitting 290, a much more Bo-like number. Now, the Jays are starting a very important series against the New York Yankees. Glass half full Jays fans are like, hey, we've won the last two series. Glass half empty is we gave up 12 runs to the Rockies. We should have swept the Mariners, and none of our problems are fixed already. But I like Bo in this spot. He's still hitting three in this lineup. Interesting matchup against Luis Gil. He's got great stuff, electric stuff, but also wild. I think more at-bats for this Jays lineup against him will be to their benefit. And I think I can see Bo driving in a run, and I really like it at that number tonight. Okay, next up, we're going with Sonny Gray, under 1.5 earned runs. He's going up against his former team, the A's. The A's, while they are 7-9, which is way beyond what they have been in years past, and it's still it's a great story. Well, not a great story. I don't know. I'm sorry, A's fans in Oakland. That's just a terrible situation. But it's nice to see them not being a bottom of the barrel team again this year. But their bats are still kind of letting them down. They right-handed pitching has still been a problem for them. They're hitting 210 and have the second highest strikeout rate when facing righties. While Gray's Cardinals debut went pretty well, no earned runs on five hits while striking out five in five innings. Five is a lucky number there, obviously, and that was against the Phillies, a much more talented lineup than that of the A's, obviously. Gray also, he's returning from a hamstring injury. He was limited to, I think it was about 70 pitches in that last start. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about a pitch count in this one, but I wouldn't expect them to push Gray too hard in this one. Five innings probably is the limit here once again. He should dominate the A's for five innings there. Under 1.5 earned runs for Gray looks like a solid bet today. And let's close it out on the West Coast with George Kirby to go under 6.5 strikeouts. You can find that at +110. Kirby's been roughed up in his last two starts. He's been tagged for 18 hits over just 7 2/3 innings in his last two starts. Not very efficient. He's usually a very efficient pitcher, but that's resulted in just 5 strikeouts in over those two starts. Obviously, Kirby's not a strikeout guy in general. He struck out just over 22% of the batters he faced last year. This year, it's down to 19%. And he went over this number in just 11 of his 31 starts this season. Now he's going up against the Cincinnati Reds today. They do strike out against righties at a pretty decent rate, but they also hit right-handers at a very decent rate. They rank 11th in OPS against them. Very talented young lineup for the Reds. I can see them racking up the hits against Kirby in this one and getting him out of the game early. Reds put up 27 runs over the weekend. I know it's the White Sox that they did it against, but they did it. A's did against the Rockies sort of thing. The Reds did what they were supposed to do. So I like them to keep George Kirby under 6.5 strikeouts in this one. So to quickly recap there, we've got Bo Bichette over 0.5 RBIs, Sonny Gray under 1.5 earned runs, and George Kirby under 6.5 strikeouts. Thanks so much again, guys, for joining us today. That'll do it. Please hit that like and subscribe button. Joe should be back on Wednesday for you guys, and I may be back as well in a different fashion. So hopefully see you guys then. Good luck with your bets.